Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees December 3rd, 2024, regular business meeting. Call to order time, 7 p.m. Mrs. Ross, please call the roll.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross.
Present.
Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you'll all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I almost sat on the floor. That'd be good. Okay, next up, we have no minutes to approve this evening, so straight to our first action item, which is our good news. If you could read the resolution.
Resolution number 24-12-110, a resolution to appoint Jesse Garcia to the Bethel Township Fire Department, authorized under section 505.381 of the Ohio Revised Code, under authority of section 505.38 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second resolution 24-12-110.
Okay, any discussion?
None.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Welcome.
Okay, motion carries 3-0. Welcome, and next up, we're gonna have the swearing in.
Ready?
Right. I'm gonna shoot a picture of this.
Could you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm recording on that one.
Yeah, right.
Hang on, hold me. I'm going to go over here so I can get a picture of it.
And I don't want to be in it.
Yeah.
Smell pretty.
Hi, real nice.
Get over here. That's the wrong
one. That's what we're reading. I'll go real slow, okay? Okay. All right. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jesse Garcia.
I, Jesse Garcia.
Have been appointed.
Have been appointed.
To the duly established body.
To the duly established body.
Do hereby swear.
Do hereby swear.
That I will first.
That I will first.
Support the constitutions.
Support the constitutions.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Ohio.
And the state of Ohio.
Second.
Second.
Now knowingly, not knowingly, or willingly violate.
Not knowingly or willingly violate.
Yep. Any provision.
Any provision.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
Of the Ohio Revised Code.
And third.
And third.
Faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Incumbent upon me.
Incumbent upon me.
As a member of this body.
As a member of this body.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my
and
ability.
Understanding.
And understanding.
Alright. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you for what you do. Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to Bethel Township.
Thank
you. I seen you
earlier.
Thanks, Ben. Oh, yep. I'm going to be in this one either.
You want to take it?
No, I don't.
Think
I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, not by one.
I assume they're okay if they're going to cut out?
Oh, yeah, of course. And everyone can leave it.
I know.
Thanks all for coming. Appreciate it.
How exciting.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Be safe.
Stay warm.
Okay, so next up is our staff reports. I see we don't have anyone from the Miami County Sheriff's Office. So we'll continue with the fire department. Fire Chief Cahill, if you please.
Yep.
The report for the audience is on page 5.
Yep, sorry. This month we did a total of 33 calls. We only received 8 mutual aid, but we did give out 4 mutual aid. Of those calls, we had two house fires in a neighboring jurisdiction that we provided water and assistance to. Bulk of our calls was obviously EMS and a couple accidents thrown in there as well. Other than that, nothing really to report. Everything went swimmingly. So.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Report from Planning and Zoning, Trustee Dick Acting, page 6.
Sending you pictures, I'm sorry. There's really nothing here that is, this is kind of like the year end, but we did have one cancellation at the customer's request or the property owner's request, so that's on here as well, as you'll see, but really that's it. So nothing new, all this came from last month. Or
so we'll have no meetings
we'll
this
have no
month.
No meetings this month, no.
Okay, next up then is the Township Administrator Report. That would be me as Acting Township Administrator. So we have 14 resolutions on the agenda this evening. The first two are to hire the firefighter you just saw and to reinstate the firefighter, also good news. The next is to approve a contract to hire extra police protection from the Miami County Sheriff's Office. We do this every year. This is the standard extra police protection from the county. Then we have resolutions providing bonuses, staff cost of living increases, and firefighter salary increases, as well as setting the salaries for the elected officials. Then we have authorizations to authorize repair work on the salt barn and to purchase firefighter equipment using American Rescue Plan Act funds, if there's any remaining. The 10th resolution is to approve an appropriation of grant funds to pay for a salary increase for the fire department personnel. This is a correction to the account. I blew it last time, so we got a correction resolution this time. Then a resolution to set the 2025 temporary appropriations equal to the permanent appropriations from 2024. This is just a starting point. We have until March, end of March, to do the permanent appropriations for 2025. Then a resolution to set spending limits for the township staff attending the Ohio Township Association's winter conference. This had been done in the past and was discontinued the last couple of years, so we're bringing it back. And then a resolution to limit recreational use cannabis and or medical marijuana dispensaries to 0 within the township. And the final resolution, as always, is to record the electronic payments and warrants. Just a couple other announcements. We will be interviewing candidates to fill the township administrator / zoning director position starting this Thursday. And the Historical Society meets tomorrow, Wednesday, starting at 6 p.m. And we meet on the first Wednesday of every month, so everybody can show up. It's in this room. The regularly scheduled trustee workshop date has been rescheduled from December 31st to December 26th, because we don't want to do it on New Year's Eve. So we're going to do it the day after Christmas. Not sure which is better there, but if it's needed, that's when it will be. Okay, next up are the trustee reports. Trustee Van Herren?
So Wade Westfall, who is county commissioner, met with several state officials to talk about annexation. This was, I think, on the 18th of November, and I spoke with him today again about it. He feels pretty confident that it's going to at least get put into a committee. For some changes to the annexation law, mainly that it goes from 500 acres to 200 acres. That's what they're going to propose. That's the max amount you could annex in an expedited type 2. And he expects that to happen the first month of the year, 2025. There's some talk that it would be no annexation, cross-county annexation. He doesn't really expect that to fly, but they're at least going to propose that. And then the third thing would be that to change the law from 1978, which was if you're annexed, the kids remain with the original school district. They want that to change so that if you annex, you are required to take those kids. So those are two options that he was less than confident would go through the process, but the 200 acres, everybody at the meeting felt pretty confident on, and so that's good news. The second item is that the waterline extension on 202, they bailed on that project. They took the funds and put them to Castown because they were underwater on that project. So I did talk to Josh about that, and he said they have the engineering done, they have the permit to install. So he is going out after grants for that project. So we'll see what happens. That's all I got.
Okay. Okay. Next, can I just ask a couple questions? So the I don't know, and maybe you won't know, but the 500 acres down to 200, I'm not sure I see why this would be. I mean, it might be better, but in a week later, can't they just file for more annexation? So, so yeah, that's good news, but
yeah,
maybe not. Okay.
I think the hope was to, and again, I don't know for sure. He had. Six lawmakers there, and I think that was what they decided could probably make it through the committee, you know, out until it actually goes to a vote. If it doesn't get out of the committee ever, then
it doesn't matter.
So, and it doesn't mean that it will stay at 200. Maybe it'll go to 250. Maybe those six people are wrong and it could be 100. I don't know. But yes, that's exactly what will happen.
Even if they limit it, though, like I said, a week later, it seems like they could. And then,
absolutely.
And then on the water extension, you're saying Miami County is withdrawing their offer?
What do you mean
when they say they bailed on it?
Go ahead.
They have they decided not to do the program because they took the money and put it towards the Castown project.
Right, so they've withdrawn their offer and they're not going to do anything for the extension.
No.
The commissioners withdrew the ARPA funds, and they applied those ARPA funds to Castown, which truthfully, my opinion, isn't really fair because every township was supposed to get a certain percentage of those funds, but
they overspent.
So you're talking about the water extension up to Studebaker?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So Josh, I talked with him.
He said
that he's going out. He's looking for grants. There's some year-end grants that are available. They have 2 years on the permit to install, so they wouldn't have to go through that EPA process again. And Wade said that they're underwater by $1.3 million, $1.4 million with the Castown project, and they couldn't make everything happen, so they pulled it.
Which is what he alluded to at the Miami County.
So extending it northward is kind of a moot point right now, then, until something changes. Okay. Okay, I'm up next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a very short report tonight. I don't know where the month goes, but I didn't attend too many meetings, which is good news for you guys. So, get back to the report here. So, on November 4th, I attended ARPA training with Kathy. This was an online, you know, Zoom kind of thing, just to understand the rules for spending the remaining funds. And the part that concerned me was, because I don't have to do all the reports and such, is that the rules are the remaining funds must be under contract by 12/31/24, so the end of this month, they have to be under contract. So not just, we can't just say we're going to spend it on this or that. We have to have some kind of contract. And they have to be, so if we do have some kind of contract, the last spending date is actually 12/31/2026, which surprised the heck out of me that it's 2 years out. But that's if we have something under contract. And if we don't spend it, then we have to forfeit it back to the government agency from whence the funds came. If anybody's really interested, there's a treasury frequently asked questions. Section 17.6 talks about spending the funds and when. And that's pretty much all I have to report. I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, since this is our kind of last regular meeting, our real meeting before mm-hmm. Christmas.
Okay. Well, I attended the Miami County meeting at the Dayton Board of Realtors on the 7th, and most of that meeting was about them moving into their new building and, you know, buying furniture, and there were some votes taken basically about that. There was also a couple speakers about regional transportation and organization and so forth. Lots of stuff like that really didn't pertain to Bethel Township, so to speak, but just the county in general. And I did talk to our Miami County Commissioner at that meeting, who alluded to exactly what Beth just said at the meeting. So he said that they would be coming out with clarification on everything involved in that deal later on this month sometime. But apparently you talked to him on the phone, so you got it firsthand.
I did talk mm-hmm. to him.
Okay. So, anyways, that's it for me. Oh, besides the playground, we do have the mulch all out. It looks beautiful. It looks wonderful. And we did save a lot of money on it. So the original cost for that playground mulch was going to be somewhere around $16,000. And we were able to get it for just at $6,000. So we did a good job.
So we're all compliant
now. We're compliant now.
All right. Okay, next up, financial report. Fiscal Officer Ross, if you please.
Well, the credit card detail and the receipt reports are attached. I'm not going to read them all because they're in there. And then it says down here investments, which in September we took $5 million and invested it within a different, we invested it different, in different accounts. Mm-hmm. And they're projecting that between now and 2028, is it?
Yeah.
That we should earn around $212,000 in interest in that account. Yeah, $213,000. Yeah.
Not 100,000, just 1,000.
213,000.
Yeah.
My decimals are in the wrong place. Yeah.
Right.
So that's good.
So
news.
We had met with the, I told you guys this, we had met with the investment arm of the bank where we have the township accounts. And this is what they recommended. So the accounts come due, or the investments come due like every 6 months over a 4-year period. And hopefully the intent is that we will reinvest any surplus funds, or not surplus, but any funds that we don't have planned for that immediate need to get a better rate, because we were only earning 0.25% on about, there was about $300,000 that was all that was invested, and it was earning 0.25%. And then what we had in the account, because the economy's been better lately, was earning about 2.8%. But these investments earn
between 3.77% and it looks like 4.73%.
Right,
which is good.
So much better
yeah.
rates. And they go up and down, or because over time they're predicting that the interest rates will go up, so it won't be worth as much as time goes by. But for now, we're doing pretty good and get some money, and we plan on spending some of that. Okay, discussion item. So the first discussion item, and you guys have a second, you guys have a second package. You guys don't have this, but so the setting the salaries for elected officials. So apparently we've kind of been doing that not quite right, because we've been setting them in January. The salaries for the elected officials are actually determined by the state and specified in ORC sections 505.24 for the trustees and 507.09. So I printed both of those for you, for everybody up here. So it dictates what the trustees and fiscal officer can make. And then there's some decisions that can be made on top of that by us. So on the back side of the first page, so the fiscal officer, there's not really any decisions for us to make. The fiscal officer, the only choice she has is that she can take less than the maximum. Mm-hmm. But there's no decisions to be made by us. But for the trustees, we have an alternative where we can either take an annual salary. Okay, I did this backwards, but that's okay. An annual salary, which is paid monthly, and it's paid at the maximum rate. So you just divide that by 12, and you get that amount. And the maximum rate, so the other option is a per diem compensation, which you can get paid for up to 200 days. And the amount is dictated by the ORC. But the trustees then have to submit to the fiscal officer how they spent their time, when they spent their time on in-service things for the township. And the annual salary, of course, is based on the maximum that you can get, because they only allow you 200 days worth of per diem. Mm-hmm. So this is our choice. And we've been setting it in January, but we only have to set it once, and then only if we want to change it do we have to do it again. And if you do it in December rather than January, you're not supposed to do it in January, you're supposed to do it before January, because it takes effect in January, the next January after you vote. So we've kind of been doing it backwards.
So we're going to be, if you do the per diem, then you're keeping track of what you're doing in the township and how much time and so forth, and the maximum amount of time that you're going to be compensated for is 200 days per calendar year. And there's no real per day rate, is there? Is there a per day rate, or is there?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the per day rate?
So on the front side of this paper I gave you, mm-hmm. it has all the ranges, and we are, we're seven. We're number seven there. Mm-hmm. So we get $88.19 per day for not more than 200 days. Mm-hmm. And whether you do it as a per diem, as an annual salary, you can't get more than the $88.19 times 200 mm-hmm. as your annual salary.
Yeah. And then it comes down to Rhonda being the timekeeper.
Well, no, it's really up to us. Okay. To just like the firefighters have to clock in and out and mm-hmm. or say their time, we would have to submit to her what days we worked in the township, and a high level of, you know, it says in here the number of days spent in the service of the township and the kinds of services rendered on those days. Mm-hmm. So you talk to the Miami County engineer about mm-hmm. getting a sign for Eastland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just say, that's what you put down, right?
Yeah.
So high level kind of thing. They already have this experience. Here's my comments. Mm-hmm. I think that the per diem, I kind of like the per diem mm-hmm. Because it provides full transparency to the citizens. Also, the papers that we would submit, or spreadsheets, or however we submit it, are kept so that the citizens can come in and look at them at any time. Mm-hmm. So I like that, because they can come in and see what we've been working on. It makes the trustees accountable. So, you know, if you work, you write it down. The fiscal office already does the payroll based on hours for 25 to 30 of the firefighters. So they already have this skill, so it's nothing new. It would only be for three additional people. And this is even simpler, because it's at a day level rather than an hour level. Mm-hmm. So it's not down to the hour.
So if you're talking on the phone, then let's just take today for instance. Today I had three different phone calls from residents about different things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep track of that, and I'm going to then tell Rhonda I've had so many hours today, and how, I guess I'm a little,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right, so
2 hours fielded phone calls from the from citizens. So a couple more things. I did call the OTA and ask, you know, like consult them. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, just to ask them about it, like mm-hmm. how many townships use it. They said there are many townships using the per diem method. And I also asked if they had heard of any issues with it, and their answer to that was no. Now, I'm not sure that has a lot of meaning because maybe they wouldn't tell them, they'd just switch back. Mm-hmm. If the answer had been yes, it would have more meaning because mm-hmm. somebody actually went out of their way to say, oh, this is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But they did say they had not heard of any issues, and they said that there's many townships using it. So I mentioned before we can only be paid for a maximum of 200 days per year. But that means we're only expected to work roughly 16 and a half days per month, which is not a lot. And in my opinion, like I said, it provides transparency and accountability, and I think we're here to do what's best for the township, not for ourselves. So I don't mind. I already kind of track what I do just because I wanted to see, you know, especially doing the acting administration stuff, I wanted to see how much time that was taking. So I kind of track it at a high level. I'm not always perfect. I mean, some days I miss and I forget what time I started and ended because I'm just doing it for myself. So there's no real there's no real thing there. But I mean, the other thing is we could always try it for a year. And then if it doesn't go well or we don't like it, we can change it back or we can change it to the annual salary. But the annual salary really has no accountability. According to the ORC, it says we're supposed to be it says it can be paid from the general fund or any other township funds in proportions, as we could specify that by resolution, and then we're supposed to certify the percentage of time spent working on matters to be paid from the general fund versus the other funds. But we don't do that, and it would just be a percentage, so no real accountability. Just say, oh, I spent, you know, 80% of my time working on road stuff and 10% on zoning. Yeah, I mean, whatever the split is, right? There's no real accountability there. So what I did was I wrote two resolutions, one for each way, and then whatever the discussion is and whatever you guys want to vote on, that's the one that Rhonda's going to read when we get there. Beth, any comments?
Since the only two things I have to do are the Miami County Council's debris management and the sheriff's contract, this leaves me at a distinct disadvantage of doing stuff. I don't track when I talk to people, which I talk to a lot of people about the township, but I'm sure you guys in 2025 will want to give me more responsibilities, but probably.
We don't give anything. You volunteer, and you didn't volunteer, and you haven't volunteered all year.
Actually, I did when they called me about the annexation agreement that we had done in 2023, jumped through hoops to get it signed, and then you yelled and screamed at me. So I'm not in charge of the meeting minutes, which haven't been done. That's Rhonda's purview, and she's got to get those done. I don't hop on the UAN system because, as you know, trustees are not supposed to be on that UAN system. That's
not correct.
Well, I think you're running a very fine ethical line there, but that's you do you. So, there's that.
I think we had that reviewed by the Miami County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, and he said you were within your rights.
You have an ID as well. It's read only, and it's only.
Access. You're both in it?
I am not.
I'm sorry. I thought
you have an ID. I don't know if you've ever been on.
Oh, you do have an ID.
You had one. I know you may not
know.
And you can have one too, Beth. It's read only, and it's only to get certain reports. It's not, I don't pay any bills. I don't move any money. There's nothing like that goes on. So, yes, and we did check to make sure that was okay.
I'm going to put my 2 cents worth in here.
Sure.
I'm not in favor of the per diem. I don't, I think I could make better use of my time keeping track of other things than to keep track of this. That's just my 2 cents. But I do whatever you guys tell me to do, so. That's it.
So it's not, how much more work do you envision there? Because all we would do is give you the number of days that we worked, and you would pay based on those number of days rather than the same amount every month.
I would prefer, if you're going to do that, that like these guys, they clock in. They like actually stick their finger on something, right, Ben?
Well, yeah, or type in your number. You know.
Yeah, and they clock in and there's like a report that's run.
Yeah, we don't have that same, that, I mean.
So it would be an honor system. So,
right.
I don't know. I just would like things to stay the way they are, but that's my two cents. So
clocking in, just so you know, I don't think meets the ORC because it says you have to specify what you were, let me read that again. The number of days spent in service of the township and the kinds of services rendered. So we would still have to submit something to say on.
You have to keep an Excel sheet.
Yeah, or just a piece of paper, I mean, that says on this day, here's the hours and here's.
I would rather have it in an Excel sheet if you're going to do it. Just because it would be cleaner, it's easier to read, I wouldn't have to, and it can all be added up quickly. So if you're going to do it on an Excel sheet.
And send you the file.
Well, it's not hourly, though. Things can't be added up. It's just the number of days.
You can do an Excel sheet with a day.
Well, I know you can do it, but I'm just saying there's nothing to add up, really. It's not down to that level of detail. It's just the number of days, and it's only 200 days, so.
Well, again.
Well, it's up to you guys.
You get into the situation where, you know, how much is enough to get your $88 a day?
I asked the OTA that as well.
Yeah.
And they said there's no real minimum. It's what you feel you can defend. So if you pick up the phone and have one phone call, yeah, probably not going to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you spend 2 hours talking to somebody, mm-hmm. that might be viable.
So
that's what he said.
If you go over 200 days.
Well, you don't get paid for more than 200. But that's the
but
same.
You're doing over more than 200 days now.
That's the same. Yeah, that's the same either way.
So.
You could be doing more than 200 now. So
and
that's the same either way.
More than 200 later, too.
Well, some of us, yeah. But you wouldn't get paid for those days. It would
right.
stop at 200.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, there's days where I don't do anything, or maybe, you know, check the emails, that's not a day's worth of work.
Right.
I mean, you went at a regular business, say, oh, I checked my emails this morning, so pay me for the whole day.
Right.
You know, that's.
Well, it doesn't say an hourly thing. It says per diem. So if you do something for the township, then that's your day.
Yeah, right. That's
whether
the way I'm reading it.
A phone call or it's checking.
Well, I'm telling you what the OTA said. If you feel one phone call would merit you going to the township and saying, oh, I made a phone call, pay me for the day, that's worth $88.19, then that's what you put down.
But if you spend a whole day here, I mean, you figure up how much a whole day here, like sometimes I do.
Yes.
You know, you spend an entire day here and on into the evening answering phone calls and returning emails and doing all the things that's more than $88.
Right, but that's not.
You
but you don't get that either way.
No, you don't get it, but I'm just saying it kind of doesn't really. I don't. Well,
I think it's hard to justify. So you get a phone call at 3 a.m. from 911.
Yeah.
And go out and move that tree.
Right.
And it only took you an hour, but still, that's a lot of time in the middle of the night when it's cold.
Right.
So,
you know, or, you know, you drive all the way to Greenville to look for look at mulch.
Right.
And then you don't even end up buying it after
you go
twice.
You have a little common sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay,
so. Yeah, I'm like, are we.
So you guys want the annual salary? Is that?
I do. I want the annual salary. I think it's too much work to do the per diem. And I think Rhonda would prefer the annual salary.
That's the only thing that bothers me about it, is putting more on her than she already has to do at this point.
Do it next year when she's more familiar with the system and how it works.
And if you choose to do that, here's another thing you can do. You can try keeping track.
Yeah.
This year, that's a good
for
idea.
For the year, still get your regular pay, keep track, and we'll see how that goes
mm-hmm.
and how difficult that is.
Okay.
We may find
I already do that.
I do that as well.
We may find out that, well, but you're not writing it down and giving it to me.
No. I can give it to you. In fact, I have it in a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, you're better than I am.
I told you, I'm here to do what's best for the township. I don't care if it costs me a little extra work. And, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but, I mean, I don't think it's going to be that much extra work for the fiscal office. You're talking about three people, 200 days, not...
Right.
So this is, I mean, it's only, it's, and it's across a 12-month period. So it's not, this is not a ton of work.
Yeah.
So, but if you guys want the other one, then majority rules.
I would like to think about it for and go back and look at my, I mean, when do we have to have this decision made?
It has to be made by the end of the year. To switch, it says, so I'm not really sure, I did not get a chance to follow up on this, but the way we wrote the resolutions in the past, it didn't say annual salary, it just said they're going to be paid this salary total, so it implies that it's annual, right? And so that's what we've been doing. So it says that it takes a unanimous vote to adopt the method of an annual salary. Mm. It only takes a majority vote to do the per diem.
So if you don't, if you decide that you want to go the other way, we can't go.
Well, but we didn't, I don't know, that's what I don't know, because we also didn't get our majority vote to change it. It says a board of trustees that has adopted a salary method of compensation may return to a method of compensation on a per diem basis as specified by a majority vote. But we only adopt it a year at a time, and I'm not, and like I said, we've been doing that wrong. So I don't know. It just, and also any change in the method of compensation is effective on the first day of January of the year following the year during which the vote was made. So if we don't make it in December, it wouldn't be until the next year.
Next year,
but just as what we did last January really was not supposed to be effective this year.
Oh.
It shouldn't be effective until January. Which means we'd be getting this year's salary next year.
Next year.
So it's just been done wrong for a long time, and according to this, right? I don't mean.
Is this a recent change, or is this the way it's always been?
This is from 2018. December of 2018 was when this version of this was passed. And they specify for 2019 to 2028, there's an increase each year. And that's, and then 2028, I guess they have to do something else, or it stays the same salary. So tonight is kind of the decision, or else we put it on the workshop.
Then I say stay the way we're doing it.
I say stay the way
we're doing it. I'm not... Without me going back through my logs and knowing exactly, which I do, I keep a phone log, I keep an email log, and I pretty much keep a mileage log as well. So, I mean, I can go back through and kind of figure exactly how many days, which I know is more than 200, based on what I've done this year. But when you hire an administrator, that's all subject to change anyway. So there'll be other people doing those things that I now do. So would I put my 200 consecutive or 200 days in, or would I be able to justify a full $88 a day?
So let me play devil's advocate on that and ask you this. So if we're paying an administrator to do the work, should we be paying ourselves to not do that work?
No, we should not.
So then the 200, then the per diem would be even more appropriate in that case.
You do spend a lot of time when you're out and about talking to people, even if you didn't plan on going to talk about their drainage, when they see you walking your dog, when they see you in the grocery store.
Yes.
Sometimes I spend 45 minutes talking to people about a zoning decision, a road, how our fire department is funded, what happened on the last fire run that picked up their grandparent, which is great, which is what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But that is time out of our day that I don't plan for. It just, like...
I understand. The same thing happens to me. That's not...
Yeah,
I'm not arguing against that.
I'm just saying that's still the work that needs to be done, regardless.
Right. So, but then here's the thing. I mean, I'm in a restaurant in Tip City in Harrison's, and the waitress is talking to me about, you know, her street and what she's doing there, and because she lives here in the township. So I'm out at night, you know, my social life here, and then is that cap classified as a business or a part of the township business?
Yes, anything you do in service of the township,
that's how it's written, right? Or is it just general conversation that, you know, people have general conversation with me about selling their house every day of the week. Doesn't mean I get the business for selling their house.
Right, so let me just go back to what the OTA guy said, which I think is a good rule of thumb, is if it's defendable, you would count it.
Yeah.
And that seems defendable, right? Common sense says if I'm talking to somebody about something that's township business, mm-hmm. it counts.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we go with the annual one. So, Rhonda, pull the other one then. Okay, so the other discussion item, did you guys want to say anything else?
I just wish I had a little more time to really research.
We could postpone it and do it at the workshop if you'd like on the 26th.
You're not sure you're in.
I'm not sure. That's the other
just
thing.
Just go ahead and vote it. Just say, and we'll do what Rhonda suggested. We'll just keep track and see how that goes.
So you don't want to do it at the workshop?
I don't know that I'll be
here. She doesn't know she'll be here.
I don't know that I'll be here. I told you I was having surgery on the 11th. So I don't know that I'll be here on the 26th. I don't know.
So we could, so the only other choice is to do it at one of these two meetings coming up. Like we could do it on the 9th.
Let's just do it.
By changing
tonight. We're not supposed to pass a resolution at those special meetings.
We can pass a resolution if we put it in the agenda and make the proper notice. If we, whatever we need to do, township business, we can do. If you wanted to wait till the 9th, we can do that. If not, we can do it tonight.
Let's just do it tonight.
Okay. Okay, the salt barn repairs. So following the first two pages of the ORC, I put the four quotes in that we got in your second package.
And I
there.
Did.
So...
I want to say something about that because I don't think I sent these to you guys, but I know I didn't send them to you because I just printed them off tonight. There's some work that was done on cord walls and so forth. I only printed one copy, but there you can see because I wanted to make sure that the person who Durst was capable of doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I figured the job before I went to him for the estimate, I'm within 5% of what he was charging. I don't know about the other guy because I mm-hmm. didn't talk to him. But this is the work that he's done.
Okay.
And I mean, these are good sized jobs. There's you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of
prep work
and so mm-hmm. forth. So, you know, if we went with a poured wall, then this would be kind of
what it looks like.
What it would look like.
And but the poured wall is supposed to be better for the salt.
there's really two different schools of thought on that.
Ah, okay.
Some people seem here, Julie. This is the work I did for that. Yeah.
He got hurt on this job.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. So, some people believe that the blocks are easy to pull out and replace with new when one starts to deteriorate.
Okay.
You don't have to tear out the whole wall. So it could be more cost effective. Plus it's less money than
mm-hmm.
than pouring it.
Okay.
And it's also something that you could do quickly. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to wait until the weather's better. And that's what happened with this deal we've got now. They used it before it was ready to be used. So now we've got a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning more towards the block myself.
Okay.
But again, you know, the price is higher for poured walls. The block is something that we could do immediately,
mm-hmm.
And we could fix the situation pretty quickly. Or we can just table all of this and not do it until spring and let the new administrator figure out what they want to do. But
I feel like pouring concrete in the winter is never a
no. Well, they can.
I mean, I know they can put stuff in it.
Yeah, there's an additive that they go into it. But the blocks, I like the blocks only because we can pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
If one goes bad, we can pull them out and reset anew in around it. And that's mm-hmm. what a lot of these barns for mulch and all these big landscaping companies have gone to, because they are.
Can fix a block rather than the whole thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of why I was looking at that. Now, Eric is the one who had this other gentleman get the estimate. I didn't meet with him. I didn't talk to him. I don't know what his qualifications are. But he did submit a bid, and he's doing blocks and on one, and it is less. But again, when you look at the scope of the work in general, if you look at the difference between mm-hmm. the estimates, it's not apples to apples. So
he's saying concrete slab is the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the floor. And
I don't want to say that he's saying anything because I didn't talk to him about the estimate.
Gotcha.
So the first two are the concrete walls.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, and the next two are the blocks. I too am leaning toward the blocks mm-hmm. because we can use it sooner mm-hmm. and it is more cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'd be able to just pull them out though. Based on, if you read the estimate, it says the blocks are going to be core drilled and dowse placed to put it together with epoxy.
Well,
so it's not going to be so, I mean, you could,
yeah.
but it's not going to be so easy that you can just pull one out and put
right.
one in. But my understanding is it takes years and years and years for the concrete to deteriorate from salt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do, as he has in here, the salt protection.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's using some pretty big concrete blocks there. Wow.
Yeah. But
you know, they're the like tongue and groove ones.
Yeah,
but.
And so they can be set without the epoxy and drilled.
Is
but
the other person using the big?
We don't know because it doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say. We don't know. So, you know, I kind of like the fact that with the blocks, the way the investigation I did said that you could just set them because the weight is bearing.
You can because they have the tongue and groove
yeah.
thing, but the research that I did says
uh-huh.
the reason that he's probably suggested this is
mm-hmm.
because you can run into them while
mm-hmm.
you're getting the salt,
yeah.
and now you've pushed the wall out and have to constantly be putting the blocks back together
mm-hmm.
like a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's
if you don't
drill them
and
put the dowels
yeah.
in and yeah.
Okay.
So I like the idea that they would be drilled and
mm-hmm.
the dowels put in place. And I think for the amount of difference in the money,
yeah.
that it's more cost effective. And as you said, we can use it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's got the dowels and the glue, the epoxy, that then if it gets bumped, it won't.
Yeah,
move the whole wall.
I would like to. I mean, I know the salt barn is horrible, but man, it would be so much nicer to wait till like March and not have to put any extra. I mean, we don't want to build this in 24 degree weather.
No, and if you want to, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're going to use the blocks. If you're going to use the blocks, they're already poured anyway, and they're just going to set them. So.
Oh, they're not digging. There's not going to have a concrete slab at the bottom?
It should have a slab at the bottom, but you can wait till spring and pour around those blocks. You don't have to set them on top, or you can.
But you can pour concrete
can
now
pour
when it's cold. You
no,
just
I know.
Put
it's
a blanket
just,
on it.
I don't. Yeah, but I.
So we were planning on using ARPA funds for this.
Right.
So,
right. They just have to be committed, though, right?
Well, we either have to have a contract, or we can do it now.
Well, we could get a contract and ask them to do it in the spring.
Right, but what I'm saying is we'd have to choose the option and have the contract in place before the end of the year. And if we do that, so now we make more work for the fiscal office. There's a report that has to be done every year by them. It's done in March. And if we go into next year, then they have to do one the following year. If we get everything, spend all our ARPA money by the end of the year, then we're good to go.
Okay, so
we'll have to do another report.
So then you want to do the blocks or you want to pour the walls?
I want to do I'm in favor of the blocks. Because I think it's more cost effective. And
mm-hmm.
I also talked to a bunch of people. They use these blocks for salt bins
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common practice.
Yeah, I did that. I did the research on it as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I not only salt, but it's mulch and it's a gravel and a bunch of other stuff
yeah.
that they use it for. So I think that that would be great, but I think Beth is wanting to pour that slab in the spring.
I mean, we're gonna spend all this money. I just, it'd be nice to know. I know you can put additive in concrete. I know they do it. It's just, we could wait 3 months. And again, I know that you have another report to do, but can we do the, if he can pour the slab around it, can that just be part of the contract? Is that pour the slab, build the building now and then pour the slab in the spring? Does that work? I mean, I don't know. Tammy, you talked to
him. I don't think that makes any sense. But I
didn't ask specifically that, but because I figured if we were going to do the blocks, they probably would pour the slab with the additive in it, you know, for winter weather. And
also,
if they say it's going to be fine, then that's fine. But, I mean, it was 24 degrees out in spring, so that's not ideal in my limited experience with concrete. But I don't do this as a job, so... If they say it'll be fine and they'll guarantee it and it's cracking for like 2 years or 3 years, that'd be great.
I'm fine with either way. I'm fine with either way.
Well, then let's do it. If you have talked to them and they will guarantee that there's not going to crack the slab because of the cold.
I'll talk to him tonight.
So if their advice is to wait, then we do a contract with them?
Yeah.
So the option, for the $18,850 option, is that the one we're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Rhonda, that would be the, you know, we have three of those in there. The 18K one is the one that we're talking about. And then you can find out and we can determine if we have to do a contract or not. And then they'll have to figure out.
I won't call till tomorrow morning.
No, but they'll have to figure out what, I mean, we have to do it by the end of the year. So we have time, but they'll have to figure out what that contract has to say and to make sure it meets all the ARPA requirements if we're going to have a contract. The fiscal office has to, yes.
You have to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you can get me the contract, like, quickly?
Well, you're going to ask first if they can guarantee it, if there's no problem. I mean, they're pouring concrete still now.
Oh, I know they are.
I know they are, so. Not them, I'm just talking about in general.
Well, we are, so.
So, on the last page, as part of this discussion, let's just finish this. So, on the very back page, so that's the ARPA pages are on the very back. You have to see them.
Yeah, I know. I was just listening.
So I moved the champion mulch up to the already paid because we paid that.
Mm-hmm.
So on the second page, which is the very back of the thing, so these are the things that are still outstanding, and we've already ordered and received some of them. Now Ben can tell me if I'm wrong here, but the drafting supplies we have already?
Yes, and I haven't had a chance to call it, Lanny, but I will call that probably tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we just haven't paid that bill yet. And the helmets... And pants and stuff.
They're still, they said they won't. They said they won't send the invoice until everything's delivered. And I was like, you're going to need that now. But.
And when's the delivery expected?
They said the second week of December. So the
11th, okay.
13th or something like that. They said somewhere around that.
Okay.
Range.
So we'll just keep an eye on that.
That's for the helmets. The coat and pants were, I think, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So
will they need a contract then?
Possibly. Well, so one guy, it wasn't in the presentation, but the guy said having placed the order is considered a contract.
Oh.
But I think we need to make sure that's, you know, that we have what we need in place.
You can't use an invoice?
Well, no. We don't have an invoice. That's what he's saying.
You don't have an invoice?
For the gear and the helmets?
Yeah.
I sent it to you. I think I emailed to you.
You just said they won't bill us until it's in-house.
We have the invoice for it, but we don't have the pay.
Well, it's not an invoice. We have,
it's a purchase order.
We have so we just have to make sure that that's enough for the ARPA. The Koenig, we already have in place. We just haven't received the bill. same for the Flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Flawless.
That's the one I sent you.
That's the one you sent me. We have that.
Yep.
So it's in the folder to be paid. So the repairs to the salt barn, My psychic told me it was going to be the 18850. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I picked the middle one and put that in there. But you'll notice at the bottom, I did the balance if the salt barn for the other three choices.
Right.
So based on the 18850, the remaining balance is going to be just under $6,000 of ARPA funds left. So what I did was I wrote a resolution authorizing Fire Chief Cahill to buy firefighter equipment with that.
Okay.
So he will find something. And we might have some things in the folder. I was asking today, we don't know what the current rules are for spending the money, but we might have some things that you've already ordered that we could use those funds for. Yeah. Well, things that just haven't been paid yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so that's our discussion items.
One thing, one more that's not on here, that the speed bump in the back, we had a constituent buy a speed bump for us, and it's about $28 and some change. We can't put that in for Westland or Eastland or in that neighborhood. Can't do that until spring, but I'd like to reimburse that resident the $28 and some odd change for per. It's inside the door there if you want to take a look at it back.
Okay.
You know, that's a whole lot less than what we paid for the other ones, but that is going to require that we put it in and that we take it out before winter comes every year, because it's drilled. You can see the holes in it. It's going to have to go into the ground.
So you have to drill into the concrete?
Yeah.
Or into the pavement.
The pavement. Yeah, the pavement. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a two-piece that would go across the road.
Mm. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, we could
do that in the summer.
Yeah. And then pick it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the only other thing. So if we could...
They'll have to give us an invoice for that.
Yeah. We'll get an invoice from them.
Well, a receipt.
A receipt for it. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anything else on the discussion items? Okay, public comments on items on the agenda. None? All right. Moving right along. Okay, we're back to the action items continued.
Ready?
You're up.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Got 14. Well, we're down to a couple of them.
Resolution number 24-12-111, a resolution reinstating Joseph Bordas, is that how you say it?
Yep.
To the Bethel Township Fire Department.
I move for adoption of resolution 24-12-111.
Second. Okay, any discussion?
Glad to have him back.
Welcome back. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Your turn, Jim.
Resolution passes 3-0. Thank you.
For resolution number 24-12-112, a resolution entering into contract with the Miami County Sheriff's Office for police protection for 2025 in accordance with the ORC section 505.43. At a cost of $139,971.04, and to reimburse Miami County for all fuel and service.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
I second resolution 24-12-112.
Okay, any discussion? All righty.
Another choice.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-113, a resolution authorizing a one-time pay supplement to Bethel Township current full-time employees and fire department staff.
Move for the adoption of resolution 24-12-113.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-114, a resolution authorizing cost of living salary adjustment to the Bethel Township employees.
Motion.
I second resolution 24-12-114.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay, vote
Trustee
please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-115, a resolution authorizing salary adjustments for the Bethel Township firefighters / EMTs.
Do we have a motion?
Yes, motion.
I second resolution 24-12-115.
Any discussion?
I guess it's okay. I was thinking maybe resolution 24-12-119 should be before this, but it's probably okay in this order since it doesn't, I mean, you're saying that you provided the 45-cent increase.
Right, but that resolution 119 is not what provided it. It's
just moving
the money to the
okay.
right place. So I referenced in your packaging that you have them. So if you look at, 115, I referenced the resolution that
right.
granted
I
the,
think, yeah.
Which is a different one.
0879.
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Okay, motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-116, a resolution establishing the salaries for the trustees and fiscal officer in accordance with the section 505.24 and section 507.09 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Is that the right one?
I second that as long as it's option one.
Is that not
yes, so this is the one where we wrote two, and this will be for the annual,
this is for the
annual
salary.
Option one.
Yes.
Option one in the package.
Okay.
I wrote the overview part kind of generically because I couldn't put it twice in here.
Gotcha. I know.
So
okay.
So the one that we sign though will be the annual salary version.
Okay.
And yeah, for the next resolution, we'll talk about that then. Okay.
We have a motion and a second.
I wrote a sticky on it that says annual.
I motioned it. I don't know who seconded it.
She seconded it.
Okay.
Had any more discussion?
Yep.
No, I just wanted to be sure it was.
Hey, we're all wearing blue tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Except Rhonda.
Yeah. You're the odd man out.
Even Ben's wearing blue. I guess you didn't get the memo.
Didn't get the memo.
Nothing, just something I noticed. Call the vote, please.
No. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
It's been a long day. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
I thought I'd match the Bethel Bees.
Sorry, this one, motion carries 3-0. This whole agenda was pretty tough. Because all the versions, keeping them all straight, which is why I put little stickies on them. I hope I did all those right, but some a little bonkers right now. Okay.
Resolution number 24-12-117, a resolution authorizing repairs to the salt barn by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
Okay, and this will be the $18,850 option, and that's the one we will sign.
Okay.
And so, that's we have an actual resolution that's written that way?
Yes.
Okay.
I wrote three resolutions for
this
one.
I move for the option of resolution 24-12-117 with the $18,800.
That's what I just put on here.
Dollar option.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Me. I second it.
Okay, any further discussion? I think we've discussed it to death. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Got the right one?
I just went back on the annual salary one and made sure I wrote that in on this paper.
Gotcha.
I do have it on the right one here.
Okay.
Resolution number 24-12-118, a resolution authorizing the purchase of firefighter equipment by utilizing remaining American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second resolution 24-12-118.
Thank you, ladies. So the discussion here is I wrote two versions of this. The only time we would have money left is if we chose the 18,000 option or the 10,000 option. So one of them says 6,000, roughly 6,000, and one says 14,000. So you want the 6,000 one, right?
Mine says 12.
What? I know, the one in the book says 12, but it, the version she has,
okay.
That's because there was some confusion about the 10,000. But
I only have a 6,000 in my thing.
Well, you can handwrite it on there.
Yeah, the 6,000 is the one we want.
It's the right one, but that's the only one I got.
Well, she must have used her ESP again then.
No, because I did the stickies for him. I know I did two stickies. Once it, well, it's probably somewhere else in there. Maybe it's
not
in order.
Well, we don't need it anyway, right? Because we only need the other one.
Oh, I already took it out.
Yeah, you see? Yes, see? I know. Believe me, I spent a lot of time double-checking these things.
Ben will keep you straight.
Okay, so do we have any other discussion about that? So you get almost $6,000 that you can...
Yeah,
okay. Well,
that's good, huh?
Well,
see what I can do?
I wrote the resolution that fiscal office is going to double-check the amount because right. I just did the spreadsheet and so that she needs to go through the accounting system and be sure. So whatever number she gives you, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-119, a resolution approving a supplemental appropriation of a $15,472 grant to the 2024 permanent appropriations. Now, am I allowed to say something here?
Yes.
Can you wait for the discussion?
Yeah.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second resolution 24-12-119.
I just want to be sure.
Okay, now discussion.
Wait a minute. This is the grant money, correct?
Yeah.
That Josh
yes.
said?
This is the grant money.
All right.
And we had approved it.
To the wrong account.
To the wrong account. Oh, okay.
So we just changed the account that
okay.
I moved it in.
Okay.
That's what I wanted
and
to
I
say.
Put that in the resolution that the old account and said, okay. Screwed it up. Here's the new account. I didn't say screwed it up, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-120, a resolution to adopt the permanent appropriations for 2024 as the temporary appropriations for 2025.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I second resolution 24-12-120.
Okay, any discussion? So this is the standard thing that we've been doing every year. And we've talked about, this time we're gonna do the full amount again. The Miami County Auditor's Office mm-hmm. recommends doing 25% because it's through March 31st. Mm-hmm. But then you have to figure out if you have one-time bills and two-time bill, you know, twice-a-year bills and all this. So this year we're just going to go this method once again. But basically we're just taking what we appropriated this year and putting it next year.
Right.
And then if we get a decent, I mean, a more accurate budget next year, we can maybe be more precise.
Right.
Okay, vote please, yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-121, a resolution setting the reimbursement limits for the 2025 Winter Conference of the Ohio Township Association.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
A second resolution 24-12-121.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Discussion. So I did what we talked about. So just so you guys know, I looked up the government limits for Columbus.
for 2025. And the hotel, well, they call it lodging, the lodging limit did not even cover the conference group amounts.
Oh, my God.
So we upped it on here. And also, one night of the conference is not available under the group rate. So the lodging is higher than the government rate, which you'll see in there, which is what we said we'd do for this case because of that. We have, of the people I know going, we have two of the three nights
covered
on the group rate, and then the one night for two of you is
higher.
A government rate. So that's what's in there. And then the meals, or incidentals, they call it, was $80 and then $60 the first and last day. So that's all in the resolution as we discussed. Okay.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm out of town now.
Resolution number 24-12-122, a resolution limiting retail dispensaries for the sale of medical marijuana and adult use cannabis within Bethel Township, Miami County.
Motion.
I'll second resolution 24-12-122.
Okay, any discussion?
I just think it's best for the township, and I'm so happy that we all are on board for it. I think that it's a positive thing. That's all I
want to
say.
Okay. So for anybody that didn't read the resolution,
not
you guys, and for the recording, it does limit it to zero dispensaries in the township. No more discussion?
No.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-12-123, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Motioned.
A second resolution 24-12-123.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay.
Nope.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, that was a lot to get through. Public comments on any topic?
Public comments on any topic.
Don't have any? Okay, hearing none. Announcements. Tomorrow I mentioned already the Historical Society meeting here in this room at 6. December 17th is the County Planning Commission meeting, which is in Troy. We have no Bethel Township cases at that meeting. December 25th, Christmas Day is observed. The township offices will be closed. December 26th, we have no BZA or Zoning Commission cases, so therefore no meetings. Instead, on that day, we're going to have the trustee workshop meeting, which we moved from December 31st. And then on January 7th will be the first regular business meeting of the year, presumably. Okay.
What is presumably?
Well, we could change it in the workshop if we wanted to.
If we have a workshop?
We picked that last year, so it's in the resolution for the 7th, if
okay.
We have a workshop, yes. Okay, a motion to enter into executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions, respecting requests for economic development assistance, and for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. I'd just say we're not expecting any kind of a vote or action after the executive session. Please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Time into executive session will be 8:14. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.